The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the Chamber Connection. This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a beautiful but hot Chamber of Commerce Monday. Get the week started off. It's Blues Week, it's a good start of the week. Hopefully this weather holds out throughout the weekend and we have a fantastic Blues show. Just looking on Facebook and Instagram, people are so excited. It's going to be awesome. So hopefully, again, the weather holds up and it'll be a great week out of the beach. Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce puts this on, and wish them the best of luck with everything. And, if you're going out there, pack your patience, because there will be a lot of traffic and a lot of folks, but looking forward to a great week. Do want to talk a little bit. So what we just wrapped up was July 4th fireworks that the Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals put on together. Was just talking about it with Jenna here before the show, and she was letting me know that she watched the fireworks from the bridge, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic. I have to say, just giving some ins and outs, I like to give, some help to our listeners when it comes to being able to enjoy different events to the fullest and making it easier for them. I ended up not parking at Wayside Park, which many people did. And people who were camping out, there were people literally with little mini grills hanging out, which is fine. Yeah. It was a little windy for that over there. But, they had food and drinks. They were spending time together with family. That's great if you have enough patience to do that and you don't have to get a young kid into bed before they lose their mind.
Yeah,
right. But we ended up parking Lower East Hill in a legal spot on a side street. And then just walking carefully we had lights on, we made sure people could see us. And then we walked down through Wayside Park under the bridge, and it was a party.
Right.
Everybody was hanging out. I was like, is this legal? What are we doing over here? The lights from the bridge were magical. I felt like I was at just a real huge, expensive 4th of July party with the red, white, and blue under the bridge.
Right.
And then people had some music playing. Of course, people were tuned in for the Pensacola Symphony as well with News Radio and Cat Country.
Right.
And then it was a perfect breeze under the bridge. But I was like, I don't want to settle for this. Let's just keep going. So my kids were up for it. We walked up onto the bridge. It was pretty windy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was pretty windy. So you could feel a little bit of the sway of the bridge.
Oh, okay.
It was just interesting. It doesn't bother me at all growing up walking on the Brooklyn Bridge, right? You feel that sway with the wind. The sway is there for a reason. It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
when it doesn't start to sway in those moments, you wonder. But we ended up walking down a bit, and there were a good amount of people, but everybody was patient, kind. They respected the cyclists that were going by. And then we just kind of set up. We didn't need chairs. You didn't need a blanket. You didn't need anything. The breeze kept you cool. We packed some waters in a backpack. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out, and it was perfect. A beautiful view, the reflection on the water, seeing all the boats in the water with their lights on is magical as well. And then just knowing that we all have these different views. And you think about fireworks, a lot of people can get a little up in arms, like, our animals are afraid, our kids can't sleep. Da, da, da. And I totally feel you on that, right? I used to have newborns, and so I know what it's like to get them to sleep. But I always go, like, what a beautiful privilege to be able to blow things up, to, like, mark a birthday.
Right.
And my birthday falls around July 4th, so I also am like, okay, this is for me too, right?
A little celebration.
So yeah. I will say, y'all did, of course, in partnership with the PYP, the Pensacola Young Professionals, who I'm friends with some of them. They do a phenomenal job with their organization. Mm-hmm. Y'all did a fantastic job. So hats off to you guys. I can imagine the amount of hard work that you put in.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens leading up to the 4th. But, it's a great partnership with PYP. And, the fireworks were fantastic. I mean, just beautiful. Like you said, we were on the, we were at the corner of 9th and Bayfront.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were set up. So kind of cool. So you could see the bridge and the fireworks, yeah. and you could see the Pensacola Beach fireworks in the distance.
Chills. You make it, it makes you proud.
It does.
It really does make you proud. And I mean, people travel into Pensacola for these fireworks from all over.
Right.
It's just in our parking. You saw Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. People were here for vacation, and they look forward to this. This is my 11th year celebrating the 4th of July in Pensacola, and it's never disappointed. In fact, it's just gotten better and better over time, and actually safer and safer to be able to go and enjoy the fireworks. There's always constant maneuvering to make sure that all of the visitors are just enjoying it right. and being safe in the process. So I think that that's a huge plus. And it really does. The 4th of July is a huge celebration, right, of patriotism and pride, right? But then it kicks off right into Blues Week.
Right.
Because you know, in my brain, that's the next step.
Yep.
You're like, okay, we just celebrated. We blew everything up, sparklers everywhere. And now we're going to go and enjoy just the honor of calling this our home, as well as the Blue Angels home as well.
Right.
So yeah. I think it's cool.
It's just an amazing, you know, basically the first half of July is just a celebration, like
really
say, of our country,
we're just partying.
Our military.
Yes.
It's just great. So, yeah.
Are you guys, I can imagine, busy this week with everything going on? Do you have events? Are you guys partnering with anybody?
No, I mean, it's really the Beach Chamber that does everything.
Wow.
So, you know,
you get to just go and enjoy it then
after
all your hard work.
We wish them well and know they'll do a great job. But,
oh, they always do.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you go out, Todd? Like, all do you get to? Do you do breakfast with the Blues at all, or is that something that you enjoy or get to enjoy?
Sometimes I'm still not decided exactly what I'm going to go to. You know, what days this year.
A lot
year,
of people are telling me that. Are we all just confused, or we're just all waiting to see how maybe, we feel tomorrow?
I think kind of snuck up, you know, a little bit. You know, been a lot going on prepping for the fireworks and all that. So. But yeah, you're figuring it out and, you know, looking forward to getting out there and enjoying it.
I say, like, what I was telling my kids this morning is let's just start packing up on water, grabbing some watermelon, because that's the most hydrating fruit, by the way. If you want to be at the beach all day,
pack
all the watermelon you can. And we'll just start to prep and then we'll see how the week goes, right? Like, they were kind of preparing us for possible red flags. But then yesterday at the beach, we went to see our Blues come home.
Right.
It was beautiful. I was out in the water.
And
you know, it was fine. And so you kind of start to go, okay, which day looks the best with, and we have so many options though. That's the cool part. And then we have Sunday to recover before we have to be back here on Monday.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, there are a number of options and, you know, you've seen, I know I've seen it a lot, the, on social media, you know, the day and the time where the parking lot fills up, you know.
It's getting sooner and sooner.
Yeah, earlier and earlier.
I was cracking up. A friend of mine, she's wonderful. She's never done the Blue Angels before. They've lived here for a few years. They're military. And she posted, when should I get to the beach? And I was like, listen, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I'm talking like 4 a.m. You're there with the birds. You're there. You are there. You might as well sleep there. Just kind of pull an all-nighter or whatever, nobody bothers you.
Right.
I've gotten there around, I think last year was 4:30.
Yeah.
And nobody bothers you. You hang out. You just relax. You get to see the sun come up. It's beautiful. But yeah, earlier and earlier with the main beach parking lot. And I don't know if any tips are good with parking when it comes to Blue Angels.
Yeah,
it's every man for himself.
Yeah, it really is.
You just kind of figure it out. And people do. It doesn't stop anyone. It doesn't stop us from going to enjoy it.
Right.
And if you're lucky enough to be a chosen one to be in the parking lot, just bask in that for the day.
Right. Enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, what else do we have going on with the chamber?
Yeah. So next Tuesday after work, we're going to have our first candidate forums. Elections are coming up quickly. So we'll be having a forum for Escambia County Commission and Escambia County School Board.
Okay.
And we're looking to hopefully schedule another one for ECUA and City Council. But this will be our first one. It's going to be at the Museum of Commerce downtown.
Okay.
Doors open at 5, have a little social time, and then we'll get the forum started at 5:30.
Okay. Is this open for everyone? Ticketed? How is this working?
It's open to the public. So,
okay.
you know, no need to register or buy a ticket or anything. Just come on down. You know, like I said, doors open at 5. We'll get the forum started at 5:30. We've had good response from the candidates for participation. So looking forward to talking about some, you know, the important issues to the business community and where the candidates stand on those issues, because, I mean, we're a little over a month away. August 20th is the primary.
I mean, don't blink. Time's moving.
Right, right. You know, absentee ballots will be going out pretty soon, and then early voting. So, you know, we're trying to help get information out about the candidates. We did a candidate questionnaire that we'll be sending those results out later this week. So kind of give a little preview and then have the forums. But just, you know, again, want to get the voters educated on where the candidates stand. And
this is a great opportunity for new locals, original locals, everyone who just plans to be here for the next 3-4 years, right? To really know who you're selecting to lead us and make decisions for our community. Because when you think about it, a lot of people can kind of have a kerfuffle when it comes to mainstream politics and national politics. But when it comes to local, you kind of have to remove those goggles,
right,
you know, and start to really see what we need in a community.
Right.
What do we really need? Not the extras. What do we really need as a community, and where can we agree that it will best serve all of us for the most part, right? Even if we don't agree with it, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is an excellent opportunity. Did you say, you said Tuesday the 16th, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Excellent.
At the Pensacola Museum of Commerce downtown.
At 5:30.
Yeah.
All right. And so doors open at 5. So if you'd like to get in and get a spot, it is free and open to the public. I'll add this link to our podcast page at newsradio923.com later on that will be up with this podcast for the Chamber Connection. So if you'd like any more information, of course, you can go online to their website as well. You guys probably have the most thorough website. By the way, I don't know how you do it. You have somebody in charge of it.
Yeah, we've got great people.
But it's the most thorough thing that I have ever seen, where you have everything listed with a link and all the information. So I appreciate that as somebody who is always, what?
Right,
where do I go? When do I go?
Yeah.
And so you can find all of that online as well. So we have that next Tuesday, the 16th. And then it looks like you have an event coming up on the 24th.
Yes. So we have, this is a relatively new event that we've started. We have a new director of workforce development. Her name's Carolyn Fries, and so she's wanting to do more events. And this is a what we call Workforce Wednesdays. This one's sponsored by Landrum HR. We appreciate their support. And Jim Howe, who's a vice president with Landrum, will be doing the presentation. We really want this to be a resource for our members. Workforce is such a huge topic right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there are, it seems like, a lot of jobs open, but not a lot of folks to fill those jobs. So how do you reach those folks? And but even beyond that, once you reach those folks and hire them, what do you need to do to retain them? Mm-hmm. Because I hear stories all the time about, well, I hired an employee and, you know, got them trained and then they just left. And, you know, what was it, you know, a little bit greater salary? Was it benefits? Was it the environment? You know, so trying to provide those resources to our members is something that's important to me. And, you know, be on the lookout. We're trying to do Workforce Wednesday social media posts as well that have, you know, additional information, just, you know, resources, things that, you know, maybe an article about, you know, something new that's happening in workforce, but it's an important topic and one that we're trying to highlight.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to this year, 2024, an election year, a lot of people focus on, you know, different topics, one of them being unemployment. And what we also have to understand is there are jobs out there for people, but some people, you know, who are looking for work might not stay at a particular job because they're looking for all these different aspects and guidelines, so it helps them improve their lifestyle, right? And so having something like this to kind of get down and investigate and then share, hey, this is what we need to kind of adjust for our new employees, I think it helps a ton. So, of course, again, you can find more of this on their website as well. And if you have a question right now, of course, you can text it in 850-437-1620 here at the Pensacola Expert Panel. Todd Thompson is here. I also kind of, I thought I saw something with, was it with Career Source Escarosa as well? I wasn't sure if I saw something.
So,
is that the partnership
there?
So, it is.
So,
okay.
Yeah, Carolyn Fries was hired combination with Career Source Escarosa.
Okay.
So
we love them. They do a fantastic job.
They really do.
Community.
And that's what we're trying to do, is trying to build those.
Well, that's a huge partnership.
Right, exactly. And so to be able to have that benefit and really, you know, let the business community know what Career Source has. I mean, they have grants available. So once you hire someone, you can, you know, get some money for training them. And if they're not completely trained, trainings that you can do through Career Source that'll get them the certificates they need. So those sorts of things are available, and that's what we're also trying to do, is get the word out about the resources that Career Source Escarosa has that the business community can take advantage of.
Okay, that's excellent. And I mean, this is layered. So this isn't just, you know, any generic job. These are jobs that can turn into careers. Of course, they help people when it comes not just to finances and getting to a point in their life where they feel a little bit more secure or on the right path when it comes to their career, but it also helps kind of create a I don't know if you want to call it like a security blanket in our community, knowing that we do have jobs open mm-hmm. here when people move here, knowing we have Career Source Escarosa and we have the chamber that works with Landrum and Career Source and partnering to make sure we do have not just jobs. Like, everybody can have a job, right?
Yeah.
You go somewhere, you apply, and maybe can work, and it might not be the happiest, but you can have a job, you know, that they're trying to work to make it better working environment for
right.
you.
Right.
To keep you there. So I love that. All right. I don't want to take too much of the mic time for you. So what else do you have going on at the Pensacola Chamber?
Yeah. So, you know, summer's a little bit quieter. You know, it's, you know, with the blues and things like that going on. So we don't have as many events. We didn't have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast this month because, you know,
there's too much going on.
There's too much going on. Yeah. We would have had it last Friday, which would have been impossible.
No.
With everything going on. So, So our next Good Morning Pensacola breakfast will be the first Friday in August.
Okay.
And that's at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Oh, nice.
We'll have, and we're still working on the details, but we'll do a joint business after hours with the Minority Chamber here towards the end of the month in
Excellent.
July. So be on the lookout for more details about that. But that's always a great opportunity. We just had a joint business after hours with the Gulf Breeze Chamber at the end of June, which was really nice. And we switched back and forth. So this year it was in Gulf Breeze. Next year we'll have it in Pensacola.
Okay.
But it's just a great, you know, relationship that we have. And that's one of the things I do want to say. You know, we have a number of chambers in our community, but, you know, we all make an effort to work together and, you know, good relationships with all the different chambers. And we're all super busy. And so right. sometimes, you know, we kind of get a little disconnected, but really trying to work to build those connections and make sure that we're supporting each other and we're all working together as a community.
I mean, we overlap here. We overlap so much in Northwest Florida
right.
that it would be devastating to our community, to our businesses, to our events, if we drew those borders and then, you know,
yeah, and just
didn't create those relationships.
Right, right.
Because you look at the Blue Angels Air Show, Red, White, and Blues overlaps with our fireworks, overlaps with 4th of July. You have in the fall, you have different events that happen in Pensacola, but people are staying at the beach, right? You have it all year round where something's going on, and you have Pensacola Beach, you have Gulf Breeze, you have the National Seashore. Everything just overlaps on one another, and it just makes it more enjoyable when we're cohesive
right.
and working together
right.
in, you know, holding hands and making sure that we enjoy where we're living.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that it makes sense. I love that partnership. And it will pick up because, right, once kind of school's back in session and fall comes back around, are there some other events that we can look forward to?
Yeah.
Anything we need to kind of keep in the back of our brains?
Well, so you mentioned school starting. We'll have our State of Education luncheon. It's towards the end of August.
Okay. Yep.
but that's going to be, it's sponsored by UWF. But it's, you know, it's at back to school time, get an update on what's happening with the local schools and where we are with education. Our annual meeting will be in September, September 18th. It's going to be at Sanders Beach,
okay,
downtown. So, yeah, you know, we do kind of follow the school calendar in terms of our events. You know, summer's a little bit quieter, but mm-hmm. once you get back to August, then things really crank up again. And then, you know, we're rocking and rolling throughout the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody's a business owner right now in our community, they've been tuning into Pep Talk for a few years. You've been with us for 3 years, right? And sharing what the Pensacola Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce does with not just businesses, but community members, nonprofits, events in our area. Somebody who's on the fence about becoming a member, I know we have opportunities as well. They can just come and sit with you and talk about those benefits and how it can kind of help them not just grow their business, but also just give them connections to help them thrive in their business as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things that we really do is connect, you know, particularly small businesses to other small businesses. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, I mentioned our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast. That's usually 130 or so folks at Scenic Hills Country Club. New members get to come up at the beginning and, well, towards the middle of the program, but talk about their business.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
If you join, you know, we do a ribbon cutting at your business.
Oh, nice.
And it's a program. It's not just come cut a ribbon and go home. It's we come, we have our ambassadors, we have, you know, a little pregame where we'll have music and mm-hmm. kind of get the energy going. And then I'll say a few words and the business owner can say a few words and we'll do the ribbon cutting. And then Lico Crump, who does our digital marketing.
We love Lico.
He does an interview right there with either the owner or the manager who's, you know, can just talk about, you know, your business and the services you provide, your hours, your location, anything that you would want to share that mm-hmm. goes out on all of our social media platforms and really helps get the word out about your business. But we also have at lunch every other Tuesday and Thursday at the chamber, we have luncheons that are just, you know, folks getting together to talk about their business and, you know, get to know each other. So it's really a great opportunity. There's
a plethora of benefits.
Yeah. Right. Multiple opportunities to really connect with the business community.
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, you get one more foot in the door. It helps you walk a little bit further, right? And it helps you open that door a little bit more. You never know. And even just asking doesn't hurt. So is there a best way to contact you? Website, phone number, how can they reach you to ask more questions?
Yeah, PensacolaChamber.com is our website. We're on all the social media platforms as well. But if you're interested in getting more information about joining the chamber, you can contact Willa Licata. She's our Director of Member Services. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 475-4999. And Willa is amazing. She'll give you all the details about what goes with your membership, the different levels, what might be the best fit for you. But and we've got a lot of momentum going, a lot of great things happening, and we just want to keep it going.
Absolutely. Now, I just refreshed PensacolaChamber.com, and something just popped up. I don't know if we mentioned it because we've given a lot of information and talked about a lot here on the Chamber Connection. USS Richard M. McCool Jr. Commissioning Week of Events. We have Monday, September 2nd through Saturday, September 7th. Before we wrap up, everyone's invited to that?
Yeah, go to the website and click on it. Yeah, and to get more information.
Okay.
Some of them, there are some paid. There's
events,
some sponsorships and events
sure.
that are paid. So find out, you know, make sure you get the information about each event. So
excellent. Another thing
it's
you have
be
your
cool.
hand in. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, so it's just another, I mean, it's McCool.
Todd, I like it. That was good. I didn't know you had that in you.
My mic drop, walk off.
That's the way to end the Chamber Connection. Todd, thank you so much for joining me. PensacolaChamber.com for more information. And catch this later online at newsradio923.com. For the podcast, I'm Jenna Barr. Don't go anywhere. We have more coming up next here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.